to Rosie on the House, where we're in the outdoor living segment. Outdoor living very often requires, if you've done everything John J. Harper has told you to do in your garden, your lawn, and your trees, you've got time to get out and enjoy the great outdoors. We're currently talking to the animal experts from Tucson, Mark Hammond. Mark, we're talking bears. Let's change the subject real quick and talk quick about javelina. They're very often encountered while hiking the deserts.
Can I just give you a couple little hints on the bears that I wanted to show?
Sure.
90% of all attacks are usually on people that are alone. If you're hiking with somebody, most of the time bears will usually take off. The other thing is, too, is that if you are using bear spray, out of all the physical attacks or the encounters where they approach you, out of statistics, they had one in Arizona that went for like 14 years. They said that bear spray will deter, it was incredible, something like 98% of all attacks. So
okay.
Just want to let you know on that. Never run
and
from them. Never take your eyes off of them. So that bear spray works.
The one Cajun tip I always had was when hiking with someone coming across a bear, you just have to remember, you never have to outrun the bear.
Yes. Yeah.
You just have to outrun your friend.
So true on that. So true. Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about javelina. We encounter them all the time hiking the desert. Real quick.
Right. That's something we do a lot. We're one of the few companies that are licensed by Game and Fish to remove herds. So we encounter them quite often. And it's something that we tell people all the time. We're always getting neighborhoods and communities such as apartments and condominiums that have this problem. But the thing is, the attacks are rare. The attacks that do happen, statistically, it's always involving dogs or it's always somebody in the area that's feeding them because they're becoming habituated. They're not afraid of humans anymore. And as I told you before about that fear factor is, if we're afraid of them, they're more likely to attack us than anything else. With my partner and I and with our crew, when we have to actually capture them or trap them, we sometimes have to act as the aggressor. The big thing with javelinas is that they're nearsighted. They're blind. And what happens quite often, and it's happened to myself and my partner, is they will attack. But the thing is, they're just trying to escape. They don't know that you're in front of them. Sometimes you could just stand still and they'll just run right by you. But the one thing is with dogs, this happens quite often. And bear spray doesn't seem to work with...
Interesting.
So
we're running really tight on type.
Right. A lot of people will call up and say, I have javelinas. First thing we have to tell them is, you got to do all these things before you can call up Game and Fish and actually get permission to hire a professional such as us. And most of the time, Game and Fish is not going to give that permission to hire a professional company unless they're a threat to animals or they're a threat, where they've charged or attacked or actually have done a physical attack. In that sense, they'll call us, and what we do is we actually remove the whole herd and translate them into a new location, outside of that metropolitan area.
All right, Problem Mark, we're going to need to wrap up.
Okay. One of the things to do is ammonia. Ammonia is the best thing, better than anything. Game and Fish recommends one part ammonia to like 9 parts water. I know, and I hope Game and Fish is not listening, but we go half and half, half ammonia, half water. The thing is, you spray them out of a spray bottle. It's going to give them a slight burn to their eyes and to their skin, and then you have to yell at them. You yell at them because they need to know that the pain that's coming from that ammonia is coming from a human.
We now become
a predator. They don't want to have nothing to do with us.
Mark, thanks for the tip. I appreciate it. We've talked
you don't
our
have
way
to.
Through bees, bears, and javelinas with Mark Harmon of Animal Experts. Romy?
And with the exception of the bear, you can encounter those in residential areas.
Absolutely.
We appreciate y'all helping us out. Jay, I apologize here. Wrap up real quick in 20 seconds. Water, water, water.
That's right. It's when it's over 110, we just kind of throw the old watering schedule out the door and just got to walk around and look at your plants and probably hand water some things, or maybe even just cycle manually your system a time or two till we get by. The good thing is, by the middle or latter part of next week, we're going to be back to or below normal temperatures, and you know, we'll fight it off.
And for those callers we didn't get to on air in that last half hour, they can reach you at Harper's Nursery at
480-946-3481, 946-3481.
Thank you, sir.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or Ranking Arizona.